Welcome to the Little Learner Storytime Podcast from Orem Public Library. Are you ready to play? Let's go! Hello, friends, and welcome to Storytime. My name is Miss Amy, and I'm so happy you have come to play today. I hope that you have your special grown-up with you. Doing story time together with your special grown-up is so important because interacting with each other and doing the activities together are what will make the biggest difference in how much fun you have and how well you learn the important skills we'll be practicing. So lean over and give your special grown-up a high five and tell them thank you for coming and playing with you today.
Thank you.
Can I ask you a question? How are you feeling today? Are you happy or sad?
Do you feel frustrated or mad?
Maybe you feel excited because something special is going to happen today and you can't wait. Today, I feel really happy inside because I love it when you and your special grown-up come to play at story time. Everybody has different things they feel. Sometimes we have lots of different feelings or emotions. That's another word for feelings, all in one day. Today, I want to talk a little bit about some of the big feelings we may have. I want to start by playing a game. We're going to see if we can show what some of our feelings look like by using our faces. I'm going to say an emotion. Remember, that means feeling. And I want you to show me what that looks like with your face. Grown-ups, will you sit where your child can clearly see your face? This will help your young child see exactly what people's faces may do when they're feeling that particular emotion and help them start to learn the vocabulary necessary to express those emotions. Let's start with an easy one. Can you show me what happy looks like? Oh, your faces looked so beautiful. Were you smiling? You know, a smile is one way we can show people we feel happy. Can you share with your grown-ups something that makes you really happy? One thing that makes me happy is when I go fast down a really fun slide at the park. Okay, let's do another one. Can you show me what your face looks like when you are sad? Oh no, I saw your mouths frowning and that made me feel sad too. Can you tell your grown-up something that makes you feel sad? Sometimes I feel sad when I'm sick and I don't feel well. Can you show me what your face looks like when you are excited about something? I love it when I feel excited about something, like finding out we're going to get my favorite ice cream. What is something that makes you feel excited inside? Okay, here's our last one. What does your face look like when you are mad?
No!
Wow, I could tell from your face that you were really mad. What is something that makes you feel mad inside? Sometimes I feel mad when my toy breaks and I can't play with it anymore. You did a wonderful job using your faces to show what you were feeling inside. This is a great game to play with your special grown-up. Take turns using your face to show an emotion and see if you can guess what feeling the other person is showing you. Young children have not yet developed the skills to read facial clues or interpret body language. Practicing these emotions and helping them identify what they're seeing and feeling is important in their social emotional development. Give yourselves a round of applause for being such smart kids. I have a really fun song I want to sing with you, all about how our feelings may sound. It goes to the tune of Old MacDonald Had a Farm, but we're going to change the words a little bit to see how Old MacDonald is feeling. Let's start with happy. Another word we might use when we're happy is glad. And sometimes when we're really glad, we might laugh. Here's how the song goes. Old MacDonald felt so glad, ha, 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 ha. And when he's glad, he sounds like this, ha, 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 ha. With a ha, ha, here and a ha, ha, there, here a ha, there a ha, everywhere a ha, ha. Old MacDonald felt so glad, ha, 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 ha. I loved hearing you laugh and be happy. Okay, let's try singing the song again. But this time, let's see what Old MacDonald sounds like when he is sad. Old MacDonald felt so sad. Boo-hoo, boo-hoo, boo. And when he's sad, he sounds like this. Boo-hoo, boo-hoo, boo. With a boo-hoo here and a boo-hoo there. Here a boo-hoo, there a boo-hoo, everywhere a boo-hoo. Old MacDonald felt so sad. Boo-hoo, boo-hoo, boo. That was so sad. Sometimes when I'm really sad, tears come out of my eyes and I cry. Let's see if we can cheer Old MacDonald up. Do you think he would feel really excited if we told him we were going to play at the park? What do you think he would sound like if he were excited? Let's try our song again. Old MacDonald felt so excited. Yippee, yippee. Yay! And when he's excited, he sounds like this. Yippee, yippee, yay! With a yippee here and a yippee there. Here a yippee, there a yippee, everywhere a yippee! Old MacDonald felt so excited. Yippee, yippee, yay! Oh, that was great! For our last time, let's see what Old MacDonald might sound like if he is really mad about something. Sometimes when I feel really mad, I might stomp my feet. Can you stomp your feet while we sing? Let's give it a try. Old MacDonald felt so mad. Stomp, 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 stomp. And when he's mad, he sounds like this. Stomp, 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 stomp. With a stomp, stomp here and a stomp, stomp there. Here a stomp, there a stomp, everywhere a stomp, stomp. Old MacDonald felt so mad. Stomp, 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 stomp. Wow. I am so impressed with how well you sang that song about Old MacDonald's feelings. You are really a smart kid. Friends, today I have a special story to tell you about a little mouse named Molly. In the story, Molly is going to have some big feelings. I want you to listen carefully and see if you can make your body and face look like the feeling that Molly is having in the story. Are you ready? Here we go. Molly Mouse was so excited. Today was her birthday. Molly loved her birthday and had made lots of big plans for what she wanted to do. First, Molly Mouse wanted to go swimming in the pond. Swimming was one of her favorite things to do, and today, because she was older now, she was going to try jumping off the big rock at the end of the pond. Next, Molly wanted to go to the bakery and get a great big chocolate chip cookie. Molly Mouse loved ooey gooey chocolate chip cookies fresh from the oven. And finally, Molly was going to go over to her friend Robbie Rabbit's house to play games. Molly Mouse couldn't wait for her special day to begin. She got dressed in her bathing suit, grabbed her towel and floaties, and started walking down the path to the pond. But as she walked, she noticed the sky. It wasn't blue and sunny like it normally was. Matter of fact, it was filled with great big gray clouds, and she couldn't even see the sun. Suddenly, she heard a loud boom as the thunder started, and then it began to rain. Molly felt so mad. She wanted to go swimming. Her whiskers began twitching, her feet began stomping, and she stormed back to her little house in the tree. Molly Mouse went inside and slammed the door. It wasn't fair. It was her birthday, and she wanted to go swimming. Molly sat down in her chair. She began to take deep breaths. In and out. In and out. Taking deep breaths helped her to calm down, and pretty soon she started to feel better inside. Well, Molly Mouse decided that since she couldn't go swimming, she would go to the bakery to get an ooey gooey chocolate chip cookie instead. She changed out of her swimming suit, put on her pink raincoat, and grabbed her big unicorn umbrella. Molly loved jumping in puddles, and she was excited to go get her cookie. When Molly Mouse went into the bakery, she saw Mama Squirrel and her baby squirrel looking at all the cookies in the display case. There were so many delicious cookies. But Molly noticed there was only one ooey gooey chocolate chip cookie left. And Mama Squirrel bought it for her baby. The chocolate chip cookies were all gone now. Molly Mouse felt so sad. It was her birthday, and now her favorite cookie was gone. Molly felt the tears spilling out of her eyes and running down her cheeks. She walked back out into the rain and stood on the sidewalk. Nothing was working out the way she hoped it would. Slowly, she walked home. When she got inside, she took off her pink raincoat and hung up her unicorn umbrella. What could she do to feel better? Molly Mouse wondered if singing her favorite song would help her not feel so sad. She sat in her rocking chair, got a cup of hot chocolate, and began to sing. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. It was working. Singing her favorite song and having a cup of hot chocolate was helping her to feel better. After a few minutes, Molly Mouse's eyes began to close, and soon she was fast asleep. Suddenly, Molly was jerked awake by a knocking at the door. Quickly, she jumped up and opened the door. Surprise! Molly Mouse was so surprised. There stood her friend Robbie Rabbit with all her other very best friends. They had brought balloons and fancy presents wrapped up with bows, and in Robbie Rabbit's hands was a special box with a delicious smell coming out of it. "Go ahead," said Robbie Rabbit. "Open the box." Molly Mouse slowly opened the special box, and there inside were giant ooey gooey chocolate chip cookies. Molly felt so happy that she thought she would burst. Molly Mouse and her friends played games and ate cookies and had a wonderful time together. That night, as Molly got into bed, she thought about her day and how it had ended up being the very best birthday ever. You were such wonderful listeners. Thank you for helping me tell the story about Molly Mouse's birthday and all her big feelings. Friends, did you notice in the story that Molly Mouse had certain things she would do when she felt mad or sad? Let's start with mad. What did Molly Mouse do when she was upset? Can you remember? That's right. She would take deep breaths to help herself calm down. Let's practice taking breaths just like Molly Mouse. Can you put your hand on your tummy? We're going to see if we can fill our bodies with air just like a balloon. Take a deep breath in through your nose. See if you can fill your balloon tummy up. Now blow the air out through your mouth. Very good. Could you feel your tummy rising as it filled with air? Let's do it one more time. Are you ready? Breathe in through your nose. A little bit more. Is your tummy filled like a balloon? Okay, now blow it out through your mouth. Wow, you did such a good job with your deep breathing. Next time when you feel really mad, see if you can do some balloon breathing like we just did to help your body calm down. I promise it will help you feel better. Now let's think about what Molly Mouse did when she was feeling sad. Can you remember what she did to help herself feel better? You are absolutely right. She sang her favorite song. Do you have a favorite song? One of my favorite songs is the song Molly sang in the story called You Are My Sunshine. When my kids were babies and they were feeling extra sad, I would give them a big cuddle and sing that song to them. I want you and your grown-up to think of one of your favorite songs and try singing it to each other. See if it helps you feel calm and peaceful and happy. This is a great way to feel better when you're feeling really sad. Let's practice some other things you can do when you have big feelings inside your body that aren't making you feel good. One thing you can do is pretend you are a rocket and are blasting off. Should we practice? Okay, crouch down into a small ball. I'm going to count down from 5, and then I want you to blast off and see how high you can jump. Are you ready? Here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off! Wow, you jumped so high, I thought you were going to touch the moon. Let's do it one more time. Get into your little ball. And I'll start the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off! Did you jump so high? Good job! Another idea of something we can do is run in place. Do you like to run? Sometimes we can go outside and go for a walk or run when we're not having good feelings inside. But if you can't go outside, you can always run in place. Should we try it? That means you're going to move your feet without moving your whole body. When I say, on your mark, get set, go, I want you to run as hard as you can for 10 seconds. Here we go. On your mark, get set, go, run! Can you run faster? Can you move your legs faster? You can do this. Keep going. You're almost there. Oh, whew. That was so amazing. You are really fast at running. Well, friends, it is time for us to go. Thank you so much for coming and playing with me today. I loved talking about our feelings and how they are such an important part of who we are. Grown-ups, please stay tuned at the end of this podcast for a special 5-minute segment called Behind the Story, where we'll talk about some of the skills we use today in story time and how you can extend this learning and fun into everyday activities with your child. Before we go, I want to teach you our special homework song. In this song, we sing about 5 important things we should be doing every single day in order to help our brains grow and be ready for learning, reading, writing, playing, singing, and talking. Our song goes like this. Read and write, sing and play, talk with me all day. These are the 5 things we do. Our brains will grow this way. Be sure to check out our website at www.orumlibrary.org/storytime for virtual storytime videos, activity boards, lists of great books to check out, and more. I hope you have had a wonderful time today. I know I have. I love it when you come to play. I'll see you next time here at Little Learner Storytime. Bye! Thank you for joining me in this special Behind the Story segment. As parents and caregivers, we are bombarded by a constant stream of outside voices telling us what our children need and how we should be parenting. We are told what to do and what not to do. We're also shown an endless stream of examples on social media of activities and experiences we should be providing our children. We start to worry that if our child hasn't hit certain milestones at certain times, that all is lost. If they don't get into a certain preschool, or we don't buy the right educational apps, or we don't provide the right opportunities, that they will fall behind in their education and never succeed in school. While I realize that just having this discussion in a podcast lumps me into one of those voices, I just wanted you to know that I think you're doing an amazing job. You are your child's parent or primary caregiver for a reason. You're the best person for the job. And I hope if there is one message that you are taking away from Little Learner Storytime podcast, it's that the most essential tool you need to in helping your child succeed is the connection you are building with them every single day. The 5 early literacy skills we emphasize, reading, writing, playing, singing, and talking, are as much about the emotional connection you are creating with your child as they are about helping to build any academic skills. Often in our anxiety over teaching them all the academic skills they need, we sometimes overlook the emotional skills that are just as critical to their success in school and, let's be honest, life in general. Today in Storytime, we focused on the simple skills of helping children recognize that they were having big feelings and then providing the vocabulary to allow them to articulate what those feelings were. This is not instinctual to young children whose brains are still forming and developing. So what can we do as parents and caregivers to help teach our children these essential skills? I have a few ideas I'd like to throw out. First, Talk regularly about emotions and feelings with your children. When your child is having a big emotion, either good or bad, help them identify what they are feeling. For example, I can see you are upset and crying. You seem sad. Can you tell me what is making you feel sad? Or, wow, I love your beautiful smile. You seem really happy about something. Can you tell me about it? Children need help relating what they are feeling inside to what emotion is causing that feeling. Just like we did in story time, practice identifying facial expressions. Be sure that you aren't just pointing out the negative behaviors and emotions, but that you're including the whole range of emotions like happy, excited, lonely, etc. Point out when other people are expressing emotion and how you can recognize what they might be feeling. I notice your friend is playing all alone in the sandbox. He looks like he might be sad. What else do you think he is feeling? He might need a friend. Second, practice with your child appropriate reactions to big emotions. This is best taught when you aren't in the heat of the moment. Role play scenarios together when you're playing together. Create situations in games and ask how they might handle certain things. Playing together opens lots of rich opportunities to tackle certain situations and to practice appropriate responses. Taking the time when you're reading to identify what is happening with the characters in the story and how they might be feeling is an incredible opportunity to ask your child how they might feel or handle a situation. Baby Bear just found out his chair was broken. How do you think he feels? What would you do if you found out someone had broken something special to you? Finally, discuss coping strategies with your child. What can they do when they feel stressed or angry or upset? How can we help our children self-regulate? Practice these strategies and give them a special name so that when they are needed in the heat of that moment, kids will know exactly what to do. In story time today, we practiced a few of those with balloon breathing, rocket jumping, singing a special song, running in place, but there are lots more ideas. Look for ones that suit your child. It gives children power to know they don't have to be controlled by their big feelings or emotions, especially the negative ones. Thank you for all you do for your children. Every day you show up for them in amazing ways. The ordinary moments usually end up being more extraordinary than you may ever know. Thank you for joining me. I'll see you next time. Bye.